Okay. Some of you know, in the realm of comedy, in-law jokes are a very frequent subject of comedians, especially mother-in-law jokes. One of the ones I heard recently with a Jewish flavor is that there was a fellow who was a mishulam, who traveled from town to town collecting tzedakah. He came to a certain town, and he saw that there were two young ladies there who were yosomos, they had no money and no dowry, and it was difficult to marry them off. So he figured that one of the other towns that he went earlier to, there were two boys, there were two young men who had the same issues. So he figured, oh, we'll make shidduchim, we'll send the two boys over, we got to raise some money, get a couple of train tickets, send the two boys over from the town A to town B, I'll marry the two girls and show myself and I'll be happy. So, they make the arrangements. And the guys are going to come to the town, they're going to meet these two girls and marry the girls. The mothers are delighted, there's no father, there's no money. All of a sudden, unfortunately, on the way over, one of the boys dies on the train. Have a heart attack, he dies on the train. And only one boy arrives. There's a big machokis now, which girl gets the one boy, because it wasn't clear who was going to go to who. Now there's only one boy and there are two girls. So one mother said, the girl, it's my daughter, he's from my daughter, the other one was your daughter's, and he died. I'm sorry to hear about it, but this is, the other mother said the same thing. So having a decision, so they come to the Rav, and the Rav sits and listens to the case. The Rav said, okay, we only have one choice, we'll have to split the guy in half, we'll have to cut him in half. So one mother says, oh, forget it, okay, how can I split the person in half, that's fine, forget about it. The other mother said, okay, so split him in half. So you get the guy. You're the mother-in-law. You're the mother-in-law. Anyway, so in the realm of comedy, there are a lot of jokes about mothers-in-law. But in this week's Sedra, we find an interesting makor for the mitzvah to show proper kavod for one's in-laws. The pasuk says, look in the first source, when Moshe finds that Yisro is coming, so it says in Perek Yud Ches, which most pasuk Zayin, Vayetze Moshe likras chosno, vayishtachu, vayishaklo, vayishalu, yishalu, shalom. I have all up. Now Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law Yisroel, and they bowed, they kissed him, and so on, and they greeted each other, and they came to the tent. So it's not exactly clear who the subject of the sentence is, who the pronoun is, other person says. He bowed to him. Who's the he? Who's the him? Right, who's the pronouns, right? So Rashi says, Vayetze Moshe, the second source, Kovod Godol Niskavod Yisroel Moshe Shor. Yisroel was given great covers. Kevan Shiyotza Moshe Yotza Aron another Vaviyu. Okay. After Moshe went to greet Ahuso, people saw Moshe going out, so another one he went out also. Everybody went out to greet him. Okay. That's more relevant for us. The second Rashi. It doesn't say who bowed to whom, it says he bowed to him. Okay, but who's the he was him? He mentioned two individuals. Kishomer Ish L'Reyehu, since it says Vayishtachu Ish L'Reyehu, who is previously known in the Chumash, or actually later in the Chumash, he's called Ish. That's the Moshe Shenemar about Ish Moshe. The Pesach and Parsh Belos, Ish Moshe. Moshe sometimes identify the Chumash as Ish. So it says, he, Ish, bowed down Ish. So Moshe was initiated the bowing. So Moshe was the one who bowed to Yisroel. The Rashi didn't make this up. This is in the Mechilta. The Medrash here in Yisroel, in the Mechilta Bishmol, it's called the Sefer Amalek, Parsha Aleph. Three, Vayishtacho, Vayishakom, Eni Odeh, Mishach, Vayishakom, 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 Mikar Ish, Ela Moshe, Emar, Vayish Moshe, Lachom, Havi Omer, Lo Ishtacho, Velo Noshek, Ela Moshe, Lachomim, and the Mechilta adds, Mikan Omru, She Adam Muchon, Lechvod, Chomim. So the Medrash here, the Mechilta is Medrash Halacha. You know, there are two different types of Medrash, right? There's Medrash Agoda, which are fundamentally stories and narratives and homiletic messages and Musa and so on. Then it's Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha often reads like the Mishnayos and the Gemara, very often the same speaker, the same Tanoim. Anyway, it says in Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha, so it says, Mikan Omru, She'adam Muchon Lechvod Chomim. Interesting is the word Muchon. But somebody has been prepared, but there's an Indian, apparently, according to the Medrash, Rashi will quote this part of it, but according to the Medrash, a person has to have covered for his father-in-law. Okay? More specifically, in the Psikta Zutrasim, which is another collection of Midrashim, it's also known as Lekach Tov, Medrash Lekach Tov, here in Source 4, here in Parshas Yisro, Perikah Chesim Nizayin, Vayishtach Veshaklo, there has a stronger formulation. Mikan Shechayav Odom Lius Noeg Bechomiv Kovod. That's already a Lashon Chiyuv. Not Muchan, you know, it's a good idea, you know. Chayav, is absolute Chiyuv. And I quote the same marker of Aisha Yisrael, etc. Moshe was the one who greeted him, and so on. But there is a lashon of Chayav. Another Medrashic source, the Yalkut Shimoni, which is more Medrash Agadah, but has a lot to do with Yalkut Shimoni. Again, here in this week's schedule, all this is in Parsha Yisro, so Chelek Aleph Remezreish Samach Ches. So, source 5, so it's the same thing, Moshe went out to greet him, but he followed, and so on. We don't know who bowed to him. Have the same Mokra, look at the very end of 5. Mikan Amru Sheyehei Adam Noi Bechor Chamech. So, a different formulation. So, the Mechiltet says, Sheyeh Adam Muchan Lechor Chamech. In the Psikta, it says, Shachayav Adam Leosnoig. And here it says, Sheyeh Adam Noi Kalib. But anyway, certainly, whether you want to nitpick and be Medayek, you know, it's Kiev or it's Muchan, but generally, there seems to be clearly an indication in this Medrash, there's an obligation to show honor to one's in-laws. So, that is the source of the Chumash. In Shmuel Aleph in Novi, we have the following story in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tes. A conversation between David and Shaul. Okay, because David and Shaul, and Shaul, as we remember, is among other things, is David's father, right? I remember David and Shaul. Lomas Yishmas Divrei Avinadon Lemoy. Hey, David, Bakish Rosecha. Why are you believing all the lashon hara that I'm trying to do harm to, and so on and so forth? Here, Hinei Yoma Zeh Roin Echas Hashem Yisrael Hashem Yom Yodi Bamar. This is in the cave. Remember when the David Malach was in the cave, he could have done harm to Shaul, and he didn't. He said, you see, I didn't do anything to you, and so on. I recognize you're the Melech. And look in Pasuk Aleph, and he's a Pasuk Yeram, V'avi, re'ei gam re'ei es knaf milchav yodi. My father, take a look. I was able, while you were in that position, and vulnerable, David cut off, remember the story, right? He cut off part of his cloak. So he said, look what I have in my hand, okay, and I didn't kill you, etc., etc., so, okay. So the narrative is not so important to us, but notice that he refers to him as Avi, by my father. So the Yalkut Shimoni there, the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni is a collection of Midrashim. So the Yalkut Shimoni there in Shmuel Aleph, that was Kufal Amid Gimel, has Omar Le David V'Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei Mikan Shechayav Adam B'Chvod Chamiv K'Chvod Aviv. That's the strongest thing we have yet. It's an obligation. It says the word Chiyav, which the Yalkut Shimoni Yisro and Arsad doesn't say, just says Sheyehei Adam. But here in the Yalkut Shimoni in Shmuel Aleph, here in the Yalkut Shimoni in Shmuel Aleph, it actually says Chayav Adam Bichvod Chamiv, up to source 7, and then it says Kichvod Aviv. That's already Madregi after just the Mitzvah Kibud Avim. I think Rav Feldman spoke about that the other day. So we know the parameters of Mitzvah Kibud Avim. Here it says Chayav Adam Kichvod Aviv. Right, so that's already a stronger statement. There is another interesting possible mokor that indicates that there's a relationship between in-laws and children, and you know, parents-in-laws and children-in-laws, which is almost the same, if not the same, as by children themselves. Back in Parshas Vayeshev, you know the story, starting in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, they sold Yosef, and they took his cloak, and they slaughtered a Syrizim, and they dipped it in the blood, etc., right, to pretend he was attacked by a wild beast. And indeed, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, by Akira, by Omer Ksonis, Bini, Chaya Roach, Halosu, Torov, Yosef. Yaakov was so depressed, so full of anguish, he thought Yosef was torn apart by a wild animal. Then by Ikra, Yaakov, Simlosav, he tore Kriya, right? By Asim Sakmos, he wore sackcloth, which is all indicative of Avelus. By Is Abel Albano Yomim Rabim. And then it says in Pasuk Lamed Hey, by Akumu, Kol Bonav, Vichol Benosov. All his sons and all his daughters tried to comfort him and refused to accept comfort. Again, the narrative is not what's important to us at the moment, but the expression Kol Bona V'Chol Benoso, how many daughters did he have? According to the Chumash, he only had one daughter. According to Pasha Pshat, the Chumash, right? That was back in Parsha Vayetzeh, Perek Lamed Pasuk Kaf Aleph 9. V'Achar Yolda Bas. After having all the boys, he had a girl, Batikor Shmo Dina, and the name was Dina. He only had the one daughter. So how does it say in this pasuk here in Vayeshu, Kol Bono V'Chol Benoso? So Rashi's bothered by this in Vayeshu in source 10. Parak Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hayim Vayeshu, the bottom of the page, Rashi says, V'Chol Benoso, V'Huda Omer, you've probably heard this medrash before, okay? Achayos Ta'omos Noldim Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Every Shevet had a twin, everyone was born, and then that's who they married, okay? According to this interpretation, he had many daughters. He had a daughter, a twin daughter, was born with every one of the Shvatim. Okay, then that doesn't have anything to do with us. Chobanov, Chobanosov means all the sons and all the daughters, all the twin daughters also. But Rebbe Nechemia Omer, no, Kenani, so they were not Jewish, but not his daughters. The wives of the Shvatim were not their daughters, were not girls. They were girls from the neighborhood. Elamahu b'chol b'nosav, kalosav, his daughters-in-law. She'ein adam nimna melikro l'chosno b'no, l'kaloso bito. Because people refer to their sons-in-law as sons, and their daughters-in-law as daughters. So that's a mukkah also, that indicates, doesn't say anything about covet, but there's a relationship similar to the relationship, and that's Ibn Ezra, by the way, I love printed 11. Ibn Ezra says, v'chol b'nosav, Vito Ubaskola. Ibn Ezra says a little differently. He says his one daughter and his granddaughters. That's one daughter and his granddaughters, not like we're saying. Not his daughters-in-law, but it meant his granddaughters. Sometimes people call their grandchildren, you know, B'nai Bonim, Harim Kibonim. They call their grandchildren children. So that's Ibn Ezra's approach. Ibn Bakr also, in that same Pasuk, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey, says, V'chol b'nosav, Zu Dina v'serach ba'asosher. It's Dina, the one daughter, and also Sarah, one granddaughter. At least one granddaughter. She's mentioned the woman, Sarah Pasosher. Okay? But there's actually another pasuk. And on the sides over there, there's a pasuk in Vayigash. Okay? In Source 13, a pasuk in Vayigash, Perek Memvav, right? When the Yaakov and his children go down to Mitzrayim, they take everything with them, right? Vayakov, Yaakov, Beresheva. And he takes, they take the children and the women and everybody, the wagons that Yosef had sent, and they take all the cattle, look at Zion. Bonov uvne vonov ito, binosov uvnos bonov cholzaro hevitomitzwan. Pasuk memvav, perk memvav, pasuk zayin. Look what that says. Bonov uvne vonov, his sons and his grandsons. Binosov, his daughters, ubnos bonov. Now here again it says binosov in the plural. Here you can't say it means granddaughters. Why? Because it says binos bonov. It says that beforeish, right? The other pasuk you could say like Ibn Ezra said. Okay, like Ibn Bakr said, it meant their granddaughter. But in this pasuk, it says separately, Binosav and Binos Bonov. The daughter, the granddaughter. Granddaughters are mentioned specifically. So it's harder to say that the word Binosav in this pasuk means the daughters. So Ibn Ezra there says, okay, he's bothered by it, especially in light of what he said back in Parshas Vayeshev. He says Binosav meant Bito Basbino back in Source 11. So he can't mean that here. So he says, no, he Dina Levad. That means only Dina. Maybe there were maidservants who grew up with Dina and so on, and they would like his daughters and so on. Okay, that's a possibility. However, that is not the Medrash, and that's the Medrash in Parsha Yeshua, which is probably the Makom of Rashi, Parsha Pei Dalad, Sun Chof Aleph 15. Payakumu Kol Benoso, Bono Bechol Benoso, Kama Bonos Hello, same question. Chada, one, okay? And that's Ella ain't other name, Likola Chosno Brola, Kalos Obito. Same idea. Then you have the other interpretation, the twins. Right? Medrash Yishach also says they had twins. Actually, just as a side point, I printed 16. Kol Yishach, Parsha, Medrash Rabba, Parsha, Pei Beis, and because Kol Shem, Yishem, and Nolda, Thomas, Imo, Gidim Rabba, Chalfu, and Kuya, Toma, Yisera, and Nolda, and Binyamin had two twins, triplets. So a girl's born with every Shevet, and two girls born with Binyamin. Okay. And there's a Perkei Debeleza, I'm going to go through these quickly, just the Midrash sources. Perkei Debeleza says in Perkei Lamed Vav in Source 17 that there was the daughter born with each one, except Yosef didn't have one. Okay, Yosef didn't have one, that's why he married Osnat, he didn't marry one of the other. Okay, you got all these Midrash sources. They're all bothered by this term Binoso. Tosas also, Mavasa Kukam, when I was going to complete the sources, says there was one twin born with every one of them. All right. Anyway, but the idea for us is that grandchildren are called children. And the reverse would seem to be true also. Children call their grandparents father and mother. Right? I forget about how we do it in English, but that's what it seems. And that will explain, going back to what we're talking about, the Pasuk in Shmuel, when David called his father in law Avi. Now, how would that explain it? That's talking about grandchildren, right? But the Medrash says here at the end of 20, Ein adam onea likol chosno b'no, not only children, but also children-in-law. Okay, people call their son-in-law my son. They call their daughter-in-law my daughter. That I think is true in English today. No, a lot of times people, I don't know. I called my in-laws, I called them mom and dad. Okay, my wife calls my Again, my in-laws are not here anymore. My mother's not here. My father's dead. And they consider him like a daughter, consider him like a son. So that's what the Medrash tells us, El Kishon. And that's why David called his father Mo'avi. So whether the Psukim mean the daughters of Yaakov that weren't really, if they were twins, nothing to talk about. But there were other girls, okay. And that's how the Rabbi says, okay, it's interesting because it's only thinking about it. Wait a second. If you hold that there weren't twins and these were girls, where did these girls come from? Canaanim, right? Didn't we have a whole big fuss that Yaakov didn't want Yitzhak to marry a Canaanim? You know? So it's interesting. Point 21 is a side point. But the Midrash Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Siman Ches, 21, okay, sort of has a little bit of a taina. Okay, not a taina, but in other words, when Yaakov, when Yaakov gave the bracha to his children, he told his children he wants them to carry the Aron back to Eretz Yisrael, right? In fact, you know the Midrashim, right? They were positioned around the Aron of Yaakov the way they were ultimately positioned in the Midbar. It was a question, what was with Yosef and what happened to Levi. Anyway, be that as it may, according to this Medrash, Yaakov said, I don't want only you and my own sons to carry the coffin and not your children. Why not? Lo echa mibechem esh atem natalta mibnos Canaan. Because you married Canaanite girls, and therefore there's a certain pekam, I don't want them touching my arm. I don't want them to be the pallbearers. Anyway, but for our purpose, you see, at least according to this approach, there were daughters, and they're called my daughters, and so on. Okay, all the children, all the married children, and so on. Okay, with all that in mind, look at one other point. Okay, Ramban, Parshat Vayeshev, says in 23, Bito bas beno b'yitochim, she kones b'chal azeh gam kalos sovim hem ki b'chlal habonos yiku gam ha-kalos, and he quotes the Midrashim, ain't other memory called kalos sovim, beno sovim, and so on. And therefore, perhaps it's a mokro that there's a relationship between the two. However, look at the last line of 23 Ramban. Ve'einenu rak derech chiba bilvad. This does not necessarily apply as a chiv of covet, because you could argue, yes, a person calls a daughter, my daughter-in-law daughter, my son-in-law son, and he calls me pa or father, and he calls me, but that's derech chiba. That does not, I don't know if that's what the Ramban is driving at, but it does not necessarily imply an obligation. Out of love, and out of there's a sense of love, but it doesn't imply an obligation necessarily. Okay? So, so therefore there is this notion, that there is a relationship, and maybe the relationship is only, not an obligatory relationship, it's a loving relationship. I also call your attention in 25 to a pasuk in Parshas Vayera, when Avraham Avinu's Avzad the Malachim come to rescue Lot, and they say in Perikut Tespas Yudayz, "Vayomer Anashim, Lot, Od Milachafo Chasan Uvanecho Vnosecha." Right? Who do you have in the house? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the place. He better get everybody out. Remember that? So it's interesting. Why would the Chasan? I understand Lot's own children, but why the Chasanim? See, Ben Ezra there says in 26, he says, O chasanim shein kibonecha o kibnosecha. Your sons-in-law are going to be rescued just like your sons and daughters. All right, they didn't believe him. They laughed at him, if you remember, so they perished. But you see from there, somehow, Ibn Ezra at least understands that it's more than just derechiba, it's just a language, but they're going to be saved too. So that implies some of them a stronger relationship. Now, on the other hand, Ahmed Lenegdeno on that point, okay, there's a din of the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Siman Mem Bei Yisif Tezvav. I'm more right. Mishi Megadol Yosom Desov Beiso Bekosov B'Shtar Bini O Yosom Kosov Al Amigdalo Avi O Imi. Okay, they raised what they call adopted an orphan child and raised the child, the Yosom. And now in a legal document, this issue comes up. Let's say there's an adopted child. How do you call him up to the Torah? Right, and so on. So usually we call him up by the ben adopted parent. Right? I mean, but that's a question. What do you write in a ksuba? What do you write in a shtar? So this din the chosh mishpat membeis yichas avoh. It says that mishum gadel yosam b'soch beis or because of star bni or the other way round. Lo mikri mizuyev. That's a kosher star. Hoel v'gadlu royal lichtovka. Okay, because they raised him, it's okay to do that. But the same thing is in Imi. Because of Ocham, High Tami, Yisrael, Hakshim, because of Hamod. Oh, I'm sorry. So the Sma adds. So therefore, you see that if the child, not the child, an adult, but he writes about the adopted parent, my father, my mother, or either the parent writes about the adopted child, my son, my daughter, that does not disqualify the star as a star mizuyah, okay, a forged or invalid star. The Sma, it's in Mem Beis, it's in Mem Aleph, 28 adds. Because of Ode, my high time mothers are 12 months old, Yishla Hachshir, in cause of Lechamoso Imo. If in a star he wrote about his mother in law, my mother, and I assume father, my father, one second, it's not a forged star. Now, if this is going to be good in a contract, that means there is this halachic. I showed you all these drushes from Psukim with Yaakov and his sons and Moshe and Shmuel, I mean, and Shmuel and David and Shaul, but here we see halachic consequences. Okay, and apparently, to refer to your mother-in-law as your mother, Sma writes 28. The high time of la hachshir in cause of the chamoso imo. See that? So therefore, there is this notion. Okay, that has halachic ramifications. There's another gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Beis. Rav Chista have a ragel da mecholav v'tana pisul the beinosh of shizvi. Okay, he gave a certain bracha to somebody. Again, the details aren't important, but he said he was sitting by a pischa. Okay, he always crossed by this area. Rashi says in 30, call it over Rishona, call him over time. But it was walked by Beinosha the Rav Shizu. Well, who's Beinosha? So Rashi says means the father of it. He could Amri Chaviv. Okay, his father in law. And he said, you'd be a great person. Come from here, and it's going to be Rav Shizvi. Now, one second. Later on, Rav Shizvi was born. He was out of Gadol and so on. But I understand he was walking by, and it was the father's house, and he said, you're going to have a great son. Okay, that's Rav Shizvi. But if you say the second interpretation of Rashi in 30, Debei Nosha, Ikud Ami Chomiv, so it didn't come from him. What do you mean? It's not his child. Gave a bracha, gave a rabbi nothing, bracha. Great person will come and turn up Rishizu. Says Rashi, no, it's okay. The chosno kibno. This man's daughter married Rishizu, but that's the same thing. Chosno kibno. Okay. Now it's interesting. Again, in the realm of Dine Mominus, 31, the Shoal Meisha. We also Shoal Nathanson. Madura kama chelik bei sim yotes. He named Bechlal Hod Amru Poskin Lo Ulazaro Achrov. Again, monetary matters. Leaving over. Lo Ulazaro Achrov. Leaving something to a person and or he's sustaining, leaving money for a person and his descendants, his offspring. Im chosno bechal does include something that you leave for the in-law children as well. Herach Adonizon, Agon, and so on and so forth. Krakow, Peshul, Chuvot, quotes a Chuva. The Gam chosno bechal b'no lezeh. Okay? We see, says the Shalom Eishav, that yes, the chosen can use these items, stuff is left to him too. He can benefit from them, even though it was left to the children in the Senate. It includes the chosno as well. And lo and behold, he brings a raya from that Gemara in Shabbos. That's what called Gemara in Shabbos. Shalom Eishav says, Ani motzosi raya brura, b'Shabbos chav gimel, the omur nothing arv shizim firsh rashi, the chosno kibno. Chosno kibno. So therefore, according to that Loshav Rashi, we have a raya, and therefore when you say lo ulzaro achrav, Zaro includes in-law children as well. So, what we've established to this point, as kind of backdrop to the main topic, is that children, in-law children, are like children. And it's not just the way the Ramban said, Lashon Chiba, they're Chiba, maybe that's what you call them. You call them father, you call them mother, you call them son, you call them daughter, that's there. But we just saw a couple of halachic areas in the realm of Hoshe Mishnah, the realm of Dine Mominus, where children, in-law children are considered children for various purposes, okay? So, with this in mind, the tour in Yoredeya, the very end, or towards the end of Hilchos Kibud Av Ha'Em, writes, 32, the Chayav L'Chabed Chomiv. You have to honor, it's a din of Kibud by in-laws as well. Plain and simple. Okay? And what does he bring as a raya? The Chsiv Avi Ra'ei Gam Ra'ei. He quotes that Pasuk in Shmuel. Shmuel Avi, Shmuel Avi, I'm not, what David Amal called the Shoal, my father. So again, we brought this up, but it's brought by the tour as a halachic source for this din of Chayav Adam L'Kvod Chomer. Okay? And the priest explains in Oslam in Bayes 33, Tichsiv Avi Rei Gamrei, David Amar Hachal Shmuel, the Korele Avi Mipnei Shahaya Chomer. He was his father-in-law, he called him my father. That is enough for the tour to serve as a raya. There's an obligation of kibbutz. It's not just chibur, it's not a nice thing, only it's obligatory to demonstrate kavod because of this limud. The Bach right away points out, L'chayav l'chabit chomim, d'ksiv avi rei gam rei, b'hu adin chamoso. Mother-in-law's too, even though you could argue, wait a minute, you know, David didn't say that David called Shaul's wife anything. Didn't matter. Hu adin chamoso as well. V'chein kosel hedim sim v'tzit l'derem, u'poshet hu. Obviously, says the Bach, yeah, that's the way it goes. The mother-in-law as well is a chiyah of honor. Okay? And he writes, Miloshon Rabbeinu Yeroah, now what exactly is the kibbutz? What do? You salute? You have to wave? What do you do? What exactly is the requirement of kavod? So the Bach writes, Miloshon Rabbeinu Yeroah, She'eino chayv kim lechabdo kederech shemechabed hazikenim v'kima v'hidur kiyotze. You have to honor them and mechabed them standing up and showing some, you know, some sort of hiddur, okay? And sounds like the only obligation really is like for any elderly person, any older person. Respect your elders, any older person. However, the Bach continues, of a medrash shochar told, Isa Bahai Lishna, like we saw before, we saw that. We saw it in the Al Kachimoni, right? It was not just honor, but honor the same as your father. That's not just kima v'hidr. That's not just standing up. Okay, but rather, says the Bach, mashma, shakol mashma mechuyiv lasos ba'aviv, mechuyiv gamken lasos ba'chomiv. Whatever respect you show your father, so we know, right? We know the, I don't know if I'm discussing it, we know the Gemara and Kiddushin, right? So therefore, you have to, Tanabonin, right? That says, Mameh Mechabdo. What is, I don't think I printed that Gemara, but the Gemara says, how do you show honor for your parents? So you have to feed them and bring them clothing and but the six, I think the city of Kedushin is really the Gemara Kedushin around? Full shot someone? No.
Yeah.
So just live my mind. But that's on the flip side. That's on the moral side, yeah. Not sitting in a seat, not contradicting, not supporting his words, not... that's on the moral. But on the cover... All right, okay.
That wasn't...
That was a good
one.
But, okay, it doesn't matter. All right, you'll take my word for it. You'll look it up later. I forgot about it. Okay. Oh, Yogati Matsasi Tamin. Okay. Okay, here. So at the very bottom of the Laman Alpha Base, I'm sorry, Laman Alpha Base. Tana Bun Azo Marriage of Covid. Kibud Morla Omer Mekomo, don't stand in this place. Leishim Mekomo Lo Sosa Zvar Lo Machil. Kibud Machil Umashke Lamed Alvamei. It's very bad. Mamish the last one. Machil Umashke, provide food and drink. Malbish Umechase, provide clothing and covers. Then even Machnis Umotzi, help them come in, help them come out. Like that's under covered. To put it, and Mora is things you know. I put it simply, I think covered is positive things you do, and Mora is things you refrain from doing. Right? Covered is you give them, you know, what they need. They give them the, you know, clothing, food. That sounds like that may be some more relevance with an older parent. But even so, you know, I'm not that old, but I tell my children, give me a cup of water, a cup of juice, whatever. That's covered. Keep it all right. Bring it to me. To go pick something up from the store, whatever. Of course, the Gemara goes on top of the next Talmud to say, but the child doesn't have to pay for it. Right? Michel, oh. No, the parent, I can tell my son to go to the cleaners and pick up my stuff. He has to do it, but I got to pay the bill. He has to pick up the bill.
know that story? There's a story of the Chaim, so there's a certain Talmud who got a message from his father to please come back. Father wants to see him, to please come back to whatever town he lived in. So his son said, okay, send me a ticket, send me money for a train ticket, you know. And the father wrote back, just come back, I don't know if you have money right here. So he didn't want to go. So he went to Chaim. He said, isn't the Gemara says, Mishal'ah, right? The father has to pay. So am I right? And I insist my father has to pay for it. Mishal'ah, it's Kibbutz Rabbeim when he goes in. So Chaim says, you're absolutely right. Your father does not have to, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay for a train ticket. You can walk. Right? Oh, wait a minute. It's more convenient for you to take the train? That's your business. Okay, but anyway. But be that as it may. So there's a chiyuv of kibud, according to this Bach, the shita is explained by the Bach, is kol mashu mechayev mechul lasus bavir, machilo, mashkeu, makliso, matzio, malbish, all these you have to do for in-law too. Okay? And the tema, shalo kosa rabbeinu came beferish. He's a little surprised, the Bach says, gam shamar halavid in zekal yikar. Many people don't quote this din, but I don't see why not. According to the midrashic source that we saw, the Bach is quoting here, it's taka real din, and you have to whatever you're supposed to do for your in-laws, for your parents, for your in-laws as well. Okay, the only thing is that maybe mishum debasa or hachi masik amar huda avi ra'ei amar l'shol v'gamrei amar la'avner. Okay, rabbana avi ra'ei amar la'avner. Don't worry, the raisa. Okay, who was David exactly talking to in that story? There are other people there, so it wasn't clear that David was necessarily talking to Shaul. According to one view, he was talking to Avner. Okay, and according to, and because he called him father, because he was like his Rebbe. And he says, in that case, came to Abana Ami de lo Karl Shol Avi. He didn't know that. That's according to that approach, he never called Shol my father. So no riot. Ain't riot, Mishon, the Tzarek Lechabin, Chomin Kavin. There's no riot over there. And he says, maybe Mishum Hachi, Hishmitu al Poskim. Okay, that's why the Poskim leave this out. Abar Abbeinu's three lay, the Kolmokim, Chayav Lechabduk Marshes, Moshar Zakena. Okay. But the Torah, who doesn't quote, again, let's go over the Bach. The Torah just quotes, you have to show him covet. The Bach says, I don't understand. It doesn't say what covet. It sounds like just a covet they have to show for an older person. Says the Bach, what do you mean? According to the Medrash, you're supposed to, much more than that. You have to give, like to your father, right? The same things you do to your father, you do for your father-in-law. And I say father, maybe we already saw the Bach said mother, the same thing. Right? So he said, well, a lot of poskim don't quote it because the mukkar is not such a clear-cut mukkar. It's not so clear that David was talking to Shaul altogether at that point. Maybe he was talking to Avner, in which case there's no riot. So therefore, the Torah say, takes the, you know, the least, the path of least, you know, responsibility. Namely, you have to show them honor like somebody else, and a little bit, somchu, the mikvah the kvodo. Okay, so the source really is not compelling. That's the point. In the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeus and Reishmem, Sif Chav Dalet, very end of Sif and Reishmem, Chayev Adam Lechabed Chavim. Paskin this way. Okay, and the Taz points out, it's on your test. Yechsiv Avi Re'ei Gamrei, the David Amal Shol came, that's what David said to Shol, it was his father in law, and he called him my father. And so too says the Taz, on the tongue in cheek maybe, the Kos of Mori Vechosni, my father in law. Taz was the Bach's father in law. Of course, Mem Vav Chest, and so Mori Vechosni, my teacher and my father in law. He called him his father in law. Okay, and this, I figured you better quote him in this din. Right, we quote him a lot of time, may as well quote him on this halacha. So he says, Hu adin chamoso, he said the same thing with the mother in law, and so on. Okay? And the Piske Tshuva also, it's a cotton chaf. Chamiv ayin, I'll tell him the Hu adin chamoso, same thing with chamoso. The Chayim Mavu Bishuharach, the same thing. Later in the Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Shin Ayin Dal Tzibov, Shakos Mishu Kavod Chomiv Chamoso. What's he referring to? Look in 38, Hilchas Avelos. Shimon Shin Ayin Dal of Yoredeus. Vov, that was Shimon Reish Mem of Yoredeus. Now look at Shimon Ayin Dal of Tzibov, 38. Komish Misabel, Olav Misabel Imo, Imeis Lomeis. That's an important din for whatever reason we don't keep it the same way today. But anybody for whom you have to observe the laws of Avelos, if they're in Avelos, you have to be misabel with them. Meaning, let's say my wife's father passes away, my wife's father passes away, so I'm mechuyev to be misabel of my wife. So if she's misabel, I have to misabel. Call me misabel alov, misabel imo, imes. Okay? As long as you're with them, so on and so forth. Chutz miishto, shavish mizal, except for wife. I gave an example, made it simple. But chutz miishto, shavish mizal, en mizal ima, ela ala via ima. Only by the parents, not by brother and sister. If my wife is in yeshiva, God forbid, for a sibling, you don't? Okay, I'm not into that din now, but look at what the Mechaber says here. Father and mother, in other words, the father and mother of my wife, the father-in-law and mother-in-law of me, you have to be misabel mishum kvod chami vechamoso. That's what Pesach Yeshua is pointing out. The Bach said that the chiyuv of kavod was, the Torah said it's kavod chomiv, and the Bach said pasha, it's chamoso, and the Pesach Yeshua brings a raya. You see in Hilchos Avelos, it lumps together, the father-in-law and the mother-in-law. And there's a din of being misabel, okay? She too, a little later on, she also, the wife, has to be with chami or chamoso, okay, but not others. All right, at the end, in the fourth line, Yeshua, the Ida no, you know, Hakabel, Zeshom, Sabbath, Imo. The elements we call them is not cool. We don't observe that din anymore today. Anyway, everyone's mocha and so on, and we don't. We're not misabel. And indeed, he writes, some of this machmir is it's astonishing. It's not right. Other people say do a little bit of avilos. Anyway, but my point in bringing this, this is the mechaber that the Pesachei Tshuva back in Hilchos Kibud Avim Reish Mem was referring to, and it says specifically Yishum Klod Chomiv VeChamoso. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva there, Shinayin Dalet. Okay, Shinayin Dalet, right? It's in Oz Gimel. It's in Cotton Gimel. Chomer v'chamoso, shakos mishemais eishes ovi v'chay ovi tzorach nino mitzvah zamelos anu tzir Shabbos Rishon. Some form melos for the first few days and so on. And even he writes at the end, the poskim leave out eishes ovi v'baal ima v'chomer v'chamoso v'elaf v'shehem v'as kuvah the kedushin. They're not lumped together with the other relatives because there's a chiyuv, because you're obligated and they're covered. So again, clearly father-in-law and mother-in-law. Okay? Also printed, the Medrash Shochet told me that the Bach referred to, where about, you know, they can see it's a question of who's talking. Is he talking to, Dov is talking to Shaul, is talking to Avin. Okay. The Shach, back in Reish Mem, that's our symbol. It's a quote in Chav Beis, right? Chayav l'kosa bach, d'haynu she'som hu b'miktsas l'chod v'chayav l'kavod v'chayav l'chavdor kemo shar z'kenim chashuvim. You treat them with respect like any other elderly person whom you would show respect to. Okay? Rosh Hashiva, somebody else like that, you know, some older person, you stand up for them on the bus, that's you have to show respect to them as well. And that's at a Chayod and Paskin in 42, Pelek Aleph, Klaus, Son of Zion, Sif Chav Dalet, Chayav Adam lechaber chomiv chamosos, or David Kol Shol Avishu chomiv. The Chayav lechabdo k'mar shmoshar zekenim chashuvim. Okay, shmoshar zekenim chashuvim. Now the levut. So these poskim assume, like the first opinion in the Bach, that it's just a chiyuv like you would for any other elderly person you would show respect to. However, the levush poskim, it's in Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalet, same as 43. B'chayev adam b'chvod chomev k'chvod aviv. He's machmer. He padalush paskin z'yomer. The Lord says, no, it's not just k'shar z'kenim chashuvim. It's mamish k'chvod aviv. Like the other way the Bach presented it. Okay? And the Birkei Yosef from the Chidor, it's in Kotten Chof, in Yodeh Sin Reish Ben 44, says the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, chayev adam l'chabit chomev mimash v'kavod ba'alma v'lo k'chvod aviv. Okay? And we don't paskin like that, Medrash Shochar Tov, and so on, maybe because of the way the Rabbanan Lehrer was talking to Avner, and so on. However, you do have to have Kishar Zekenim Chashuvim. Okay? And the post can leave it out, like we said before. But, if you look four lines down in 44, okay? I don't understand, says the Chidor, why the Torah splits. Because if we don't paskin like that mucker that Shaul called, that David called Shaul father, and we reject that because we say he's talking to Avner. So why do you then have to mechabit the parents more than anyone else? Just, I mean the in-laws, more than anyone else. In other words, there seem to be three tiers here, right? There's honoring like the same which you would do with the parents. There's honoring them like Shar Zekenim Chashub, or there's no chiyuv at all, right? Those are the three tiers. For 1 second. The Levush and others say that we accept this mucker that David called, you know, we accept that David was talking to Shaul and he meant father, and therefore we have a din that he called him his father, so that creates the chiyuv on the same level as the father, like some said, like the Levush says, again you can see it inside in 43, chayav odem b'chod chomev kichvod aviv. Okay, so, but if you don't accept that drasha, So it should go down to level 3. It should be no special chiyuv at all. I mean, you have to be nice and be mentioned to everybody, but no special chiyuv at all. The Torah seems to kind of hedge his bets. He doesn't seem to accept that it has to be covered, and the Shulchan Mechaber also doesn't seem to have to be that it's covered mamish like the parents. Okay, but on the other hand, he does say there's some chiyuv. So that's what the Chidor is wondering. Okay, on the fourth line of 44, the Bekei Yosef Sivkot Nechof and Simreish Mem, he writes, if it's true that most of the poskim don't accept this drasha of Dov and Shol, and they're passing like the Rabbanon, okay, that he's talking to Avdin, has got nothing to do with our topic, okay, so then how does the tour, okay, came to the Chavdu Chavdu Ke'ovil, alright, I'm sorry, yeah. Mashma the Chami with Kishar and Shalom, or Mara Atur, if so, the Chai, but where to get it from altogether? V'ye Shlomar, the Sovra Atur, the Kavan, the Ika Laman, the Omar Shechayv, the Chabdo Kavim. Since there is this quote unquote extreme Shita, you have to mamish treat the in laws like the parents? Mistama, Gam Rabbanan, Islam Shechayv, the Chabdo Mia Kechabur Ba'ama. The law is Lafushe Pluto. Why should we make this machokas? Mina Kotze la Kotze. Okay, those who reject that mukar, but there know the other shita. There is a shita that you have to mamish respect the parents, like the in-laws, like the parents. So why should you say that those who disagree with that mukar go all the way to the other side? No, there's no chiv at all. Mistama, we can met that's a, you know, that expression lafushe pluta, right? We try and minimize machlokas when we can. Whenever we can, we try and limit the machlokas to a more limited situation. Or more of a situation. That's a general cloth. So that's what the Chidor says over here, the Bekei Yosef. He says, if you have an opinion that says you got to respect the parents like the in-laws, Mistama, the other opinion is not, we're not cut to la cut, I don't understand at all. Mistama means like Shah al Khashoggi, like any other. And that's what he thinks of the tour. It's probably, that's why, quote unquote, hedges and bets. He has that middle position. Everyone got the three tiers, right? So why say it goes from 3 all the way to 1? No, it goes from 3 down to 2. Inami, 5 or 6 lines to the bottom. Tour, 1 second. Let's remember, said the Chidor. Yeah, it's true that one of the Makoros was the story of David and Shaul. But that wasn't the only Makor. So even if you hold that David was talking to Avner, good, but says the Chidor, wait a second. Inami Yerod, Tour, Amash Machilta, Parshas Yisra, our Parsha. Ayishtach, Ayishtach, etc., etc. And Mikanya, Adam Buchan, Achor, Avinson. And it was a tour, will perhaps say, that, well, maybe over there the mukar by Avner is not such a great mukar, not a compelling mukar, but you have the mukar by Yisro, and he bowed to him. That was what we started with. So says the Chidor. In that case, that proves my point. The Rabbanon who disagree based on saying that the case in Shmuel Aleph was not with David and Shaul, but with David and Avner, but they still don't reject the other raya. And therefore, the other rise, they argue and they say, no, you have to be, remember that phrase, muchan lichvod chamiv? Yes, but not like the same as the father. That far we don't go, not like the parents. Mashid chabdenu covered ba'amav alo ka'ovim. And that's what the other major says, that you have to be nino kvod covered b'chamiv. So the Chidor works out that that's probably the sheet of the Torah. The Torah was aware that many posts can reject the raya from David HaMelech. Good, but there's another raya. At least, and the other medrash said muchan lichvod chamiv, not ke'aviv, not that far. Okay, that far we don't go. And you have to look back at the original makoros that I mentioned. Okay, look back at 7. It was the Yalkut Shimoni on the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that says mikan shechayav adam bichvod chamiv kichvod aviv. Okay, equating the two. But if you reject that Parsha and Shmuel Aleph as having to do with our case, so out goes that Yalkut Shimoni. What are you left with? You're left with the Mechilta in Source 3, namely, Muchon Lichvod Aviv, okay, or the Psikta Chayav Adolis Noag Bichomim Chavod, or She Adam Noag Bichvod Chomim, the other Mekoros. That's why I printed them. You see, look at 3, 4, and 5. The other Mekoros from Yisrael just said Kvod Chomim, didn't say Kvod Chomim, Kichvod Aviv. You follow? Memela says the Chidor, that's what the Torah holds. You're right, we don't have a riot, we don't have a compelling riot to say that it's Mamish Kichvod Aviv, because that riot came from the story with David HaMelech. And that may not be talking about Shaul, yeah.
Isn't there a possibility that we say that that's even more than respecting your parents with the case of Yitro? Because he bowed.
Because he bowed. And he came, okay, could be. Could
I mean,
be.
That's not what he's saying in this. Like,
no, I hear.
But I'm just
right. You could argue which is bigger, but I hear it. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Gedor is, I think, very sharp. It's a creative solution to this. Okay, and that's how he resolves this this situation. And it's not the same as the father and so on. In general, the Torah Tamimah here in Yisro in 45. Okay, you don't understand the Gedor? You follow his chab. No, first he said, "Ah, lo lafusha machlokis." Let's bring the shittas closer together. So let's not say that one shittah says is mamash kiporovim, the other one says not at all. So we're left with a wide machlokis. We'll say the other shittah holds that it's lesser, not quite the same, but there's some cover, some chiv of cover. But the other thing Rabbi Yosef says is we have another mukker. It's not the only mukker. The Torah Tamimah here in Yisrael in Perek Yudches Pasuk Ches is bothered by. But it's also the Chora Enam Avur. Okay, he first bothered by the whole thing. I mean, Moshe was called Ish, so therefore when it says Ish means Moshe, it says, guess what? Yisro is also called Ish. You know where? Post Perek Shmo, Pasha Shmo, Vayo Moshe, Lo Sheves, and so Ish. He was talking Yisro. Okay, so all right, but he says Moshe many other places called Vayish Moshe. All right, he lets you have that. But then he says, Lehine Mashiach, he's bothered in general. Why did everybody quote, why did the poskim we saw quote the Mokar Taka from Shaul and David? Which is in Novi, why not quote a Mokar from Torah? That's what Torah is bothered in the second paragraph. Torah, Ian, shall you offer a poskim Khan? They said they quoted a major Shokhato, which is in Novi, nothing wrong with it, but isn't it a stronger raya to bring a Mokar from the Torah? And not only that, but look at the second line of that second paragraph. Over Rambam, Perek Vav Milchos Mamrim, which is where he talks about Kibud Av Aim, Lo Huva Klal Din, and Rambam doesn't bring his din at all. Is that Tema? Okay? And he quotes the Mechilta, Mekan Amru, the Mekan Amru is a mucker. How many times have you seen when you're learning Mekan Amru? Mekan Amru is a good mucker, no? Okay? And he really writes Sarach Ian Godol. He leaves it at Sarach Ian. Now, as far as the other issue, at the very end, he brings up the Ishtachavoya and the kissing. Look at the end, he says, I can't see much about Ishtachavoya, I mean, can't lomdu l'chvod chos, l'mavada ein l'chvod mishtachavoya l'shika l'stam z'kenim. From the mere, sort of like you're saying, the mere fact that Moshe bowed and he kissed him, no one says you have to do that for even z'kenim k'shuvim. That knocks it up a bit of a peg. The Aruch HaShulchan, who was the father of the Torah Tzvim, as you know, Baruch Halevi Epstein, his father's name is Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, or the Aruch HaShulchan. So, not that I'm thoroughly familiar with the Torah Tzvim, I don't recall the Torah Tzvim, but in the Torah Tzvim, anyway, quoting his father terribly often, if at all. But anyway, in Sim Reishma and Siv Chav Dalad, he says he doesn't understand the whole raya from David anyway, because Elisha, he says, called Elio also of Yavi, Rechav Yisrael Parasha, right? Because it was his Rebbe Muvak, okay, and the officers of Naaman, who got tzaras and dipped in the yard, then he got better. Naaman also called their master Avi and son. So he says, it's Zachar, the king of Chashuvim also. Okay, you look in 47, the Tshuva of Ad Yosef. Shaul Tshuva Yechavadas Chelavov Simon Nun Aleph. Begama Shakos B'Tam Posuk Shmituar Mechilta Nishna Din Zeb Lo Chalei. The Tema Allah, from Chilta Allah, remember, is that Lashon Chiyav Kal. The Torah Tmima, they were bothered, and others were bothered by why did they learn from the Chilta and so on. So the Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you why. Because it didn't say it, but Lashon Chiyav. Now we come back to that idea, because look at the last line on that page, 347. El Shei Adam Muchan Lechvor Chomiv. Okay? It's Minig Derech Eretz. All right? The Poskim want to bring this riot because no one learned the Chiyav. It's Derech Eretz. Maybe it's like what the Ramban said about calling them a father, the covered, the tchiba, and so on. But it doesn't say beloshon chiv. Okay? Now we know, in general, just to see what the chiv is by Shar of Zakenim Chashuvim, that's in Simon Reish Mem Dal, we heard the Palab 48 mitzvahs, that's a lakum if they call chochom. I feel an Zakein, even though that's old, but he's Yannick Chochom, he's young, but he's a Chochom. I feel ain't a rabbi, Rakshu Gorom, men of Roy Limon, even if it's not his Rebbe, but he's greater and so on. That's the general key of my Shar Zakenim. There are Chashulchan there in some Reish Mandal, it's a good right, so it's a belief in the Fimash and Barat, Tarak, Lokom, it's a Zakein, Ben Ayan, Kima Gemura. When somebody at the age of 70 walks by, you're supposed to stand up. That's why the minig has developed. I think it's a very nice minig. The wedding, when the grandparents walk, the grandparents are alive, so very often people stand up. for the grandparents, certainly the great-grandparents. Standing up for the chosin kala, that's more questionable practice. Where did that come from? Not so clear. I can tell you straight, when I got in my time, I'm married now, what, 35 and a half years. Okay, when I got married, that was not the, no one stood up for chosin kala. That's in the last, I'd say, 20 years. I'm not saying there isn't anything wrong with it, analyze another time, but you stand up for chosin kala. On a mele, you know, all the rabbanim stand up, so you got to stand up for the rabbanim, but I don't see a good mucka for it, really. Okay? But standing up for people over 60, over 70, that's not good. Anyway, so Rosh Hashanah says you have to stand up and blow kamoso, not just tilt in your chair, but actually stand up and at different types of kiman hiders. That applies to a, you know, to a shahar zekanim, and according to many, that's what's required by in-laws as well. Now, the Chidor adds another point. All of this discussion was about a son with his father-in-law, and the Bach threw in, and we said it's Pasha, the mother-in-law, too. The Chidor points out in the Bukhiosis, you caught in Chav Bey, he's 50. V'chein o'isha, chayevis l'chabir chamiyem v'chamosu k'mosha tuho. It's on the daughter-in-law also. It's not just the son-in-law with his in-laws, but the daughter-in-law with her in-laws also. The isha isha shav b'shirein is the same. Okay? And in fact, he writes, okay, in a certain sense, maybe a woman has an even greater obligation to honor her in-laws because the obligation to honor her husband. And the husband wants his parents to be honored. So that's a, you know, that's a point. And it's interesting, okay, again, with all the in-law jokes, look at the language of the Rambam, Hilchos Isha's Parak Chavdala Lachiyud Beis. The Mishnah says, let me know this Mishnah, it says that a woman who's Overes Aldas Yehudis, she forfeits your ksuba. Okay? And what's Overes Aldas Yehudis? The Mishnah has a bunch of examples. The Rambam says in Hilchos Isha's Parak Chavdal, Achiyu Beis, Ezer Aldas Yehudis, Shehoisa Mikaleles Avi Baila Bifnei Baila. She curses out her in-laws in the presence of the husband. Right? As, you know, she calls them dirty names or whatever. And the Shulchan Aruch passed this way, Ebene Ezer Sim Kuf Tes Vav Siv Dalet. Ezehu das Yehudis, Oshaisa Mikalelas, Ovi Baila Bishnei Baila. Okay, in these cases, as it says later, Taitse Shalom Ksuba. Taitse Velo Ksuba. She loses her Ksuba if she was born, and so on and so forth. So it's interesting. There's a commentary, the Chidor. Chidor wrote many Svarim. Chidor was named Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai. And many people include their names in the title of the Sefer. Now, we have three names. He can write a lot of Svarim. So Chaim Yosef David, he wrote a lot of Svarim. So the, he wrote the Birkei Yosef, he wrote the many other Svarim. One of the other Svarim he wrote was a commentary on the Sefer Chassidim called the Bris Olam. I don't know, there must, everything's Maramis, his name sometimes with Gematrius, I don't know if him. But anyway, the Bris Olam from the Chidor in 55, the Simon Shin Mem Hei in the Sefer Chassidim, he says, all this talk was about Kvod Chomiv. But look at the end of the line there in 55, V'lo Amur Shechayev B'morah. We know that by Avon Aim, there's Kibud and Mora, right? Kabbat is a Bichon Mecha, Es Hashem Akecha, Es Ishim of Tiro, right? There's Kibud and Mora. The Gemara showed you Kiddush, Laman Alpha Base says they're both Kibud and Mora. So that's a question because we've not seen anything about Mora, okay? Now it's interesting because Kimotzino Asher Tzivo Hashem Shtei Mitzvahs Kabbat is a Bichon, Ishim of Tiro. Became the loksiv el avi chad zimna ani omer tafasta mo tafasta mishadya lechavod. He learns the word avi in that mukkar and song was only about kavod and not moru. Okay, now it's interesting in the sefer charedim. Sefer charedim was also sefer mitzvahs. Sefer charedim was written by Elazar Azkari, one of the mekubalim. You know, they're not talking about Kabbalah Mitzvah. So Sefer Charedim wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs organized by the part of the body you do the mitzvah with. These are the mitzvahs you do with your hands, and this is the mitzvah with your head, this is with your heart, this is with your legs. That's how he organized them. So the Sefer Charedim, it's a Tarek Dalad, even arrangements of it. And he writes, Darshu Chazal B'Sofas HaMitzvah, Es Avicha, Rabbis Eshes Avicha, Es Mecha, Rabbos Bali Mecha. I don't know where that Drosha is. But he says, Kabeid es avicha the rabbos eishes avicha. Well, that I don't know. That's a but es avicha the rabbos eishes avicha. The es imecha the rabbos baal imcha. Okay, well, that's what we call step parent, right? That was my father, my mother passed, my own mother passed away many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and my father, since I've been married, so I'm obligated to show, it's not my mother, I'm obligated to show to my stepmother, right? Whether we call stepmother or not. Okay? But that's Es Avicha, Rabbit Es Avicha. Well, the five lines down, look what the Charedim adds. They say, V'chein o'ish, I'm going to finish up, V'chein o'ish, Chayv b'chod chomim, v'chamoso, v'tayv v'shum d'ish, v'ish to k'chad gufa chashivi. V'ov v'aim shozeh, k'ov v'aim shozeh. So Charedim also seems to understand that it's the same source, it's the same level. Because ishto k'gufo, baal k'ishto, a husband and wife are like one unit. So my parents are her parents, or her parents are my parents. We'll live happily ever after. So that's the chesed v'chabedem, and so be basic noson. And if you don't, it's a bad thing. Okay. Anyway, that's the that's from the Sefer Charedim, and he holds that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, because he counts this in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He counts honoring in-laws as a chiyuv d'oraisa. He says it again in 57 or later. Ba'al ishto, ba'al kechad gufa chashivi, and it's all one and the same, and so on. Okay. The Vilna Gaon wrote an Igeris, not on the pages, but you can probably find in the back of the Siddur HaGroh, and other sort of the Igeris HaGroh. Not to be confused with the Igeris HaMbad, but the Igeris HaGroh. And one of the things the Igeris HaGroh writes is, Zoyer, be very careful with kvod chom, you know, to honor your in-laws, especially when they're older. Okay? Yeah. The Chayod on the Chal Sam Zayin, Tzipit Zayin, writes that Echar Ish Rech Leish Chayim Bet Kibur Mora Abayim. He says both Kibur and Mora, Chayod, that's not distinguished. Elash Isha Baal Mocha Ptura, but if the Baal tells her not to do it, then she's Potter. Okay? And doesn't understand. But Tzarech Ian, La Poskim, the Pew, Kamu Duraisa. How can the Baal be Mocha? Lama Ptura. Shagam Huchayim. So others say, it's only Durabana. Okay, that's a question when the Skew Duraisa is Durabana. How does student think it's Duraisa? How can you, evidently, it's only Durabana. Caught three more Chuvas, a couple more Chuvas I printed. Chuva Me'avo. That's a Melezer Fleckless, who's a Talmud of the Noda Behuda. Called the Sefer Chuvas Me'avah, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Ayin Hey. He writes that he thinks the whole thing is certainly not the Oraisa, it's only to the Rabbanon. He says, Mishum Kavod Al Chomim, Chomim Baron, by Din Avelis, and so on. That's a Smach Ba'alma. Okay, Smach Ba'alma. The Minchas Elozer, 60, Minchas Elozer, the Munkach Rebbe. Minchas Elozer, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamin Gimel. Okay. He's not, so now who says so poshut that there's a chiyuv with the in-laws? Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't quote it. And he says certainly it's only about the 7 lines or 10 lines down. He says ain't a rock in Divrei Kabbalah. It's certainly not from the Torah. It's Divrei Kabbalah. In this sense, it's not Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah. And he says in a certain sense, we don't consider quote chomiv even to be with Divrei Kabbalah, which is like Divrei Torah. It's not like that. It's certainly not Doraisa. Okay, so you have time. You can read through this. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Sivkov of Sinkuf Mem Gimel, Chayev Arbichot Ochiv Agoro. I'm the oldest brother in my family. I'm the oldest child in my family. I always like that one. I have to honor the older brother. And Chayev Arbichot Chami Chamos. He paskins your Chayev, and also grandparents and so on. And he doesn't distinguish what type of Kovid, but certainly there is an obligation of Kovid. Ravad Yosef in that is at the same Chuba Chelek Vov Simon Nun Aleph. We mentioned before, at the very end of that same chum, he writes, Misikum, 62, Chayav Adam L'chaber Eschomim V'kimah V'hidur, when they were in the Dalai Lama's, Kimo Shemachaber L'tzkenim Chashuvim, Avol Eino Chayav L'chabdo Kikvod Aviv, okay, V'yeish Dogim Gam Kelen Asheki Dechomim Derech Kavod V'kar. Well, that's the Sfardim, and here's Sfardim, that was, Sfardim, you saw that, the kiss, that's the biggest cover, no, yeah. That's what the Rebbe is, the Shuvim, they kiss the hand, so, huh?
Yeah,
so that's what Ravadi writes over here. To give a chain royal lassos. And then he adds, Ube Prat, Shekhamu Ben Torah, Baal Maisim Tolkien. If the in laws are Tamachachim, if they're good persons, about it's important. Okay. At the end, he writes that certainly women should not curse out the in laws and so on. He loses the ksuba before. He quotes some of the makaros that we mentioned. And at the end, he writes, Loch and Kibur Umora. Okay, quotes that Chumava. It's like an honor to the husband as well. Okay, so bottom line is, it's the poskim, at least as a chiyuv kishar chashuv. Some say it's mamish the same. One thing for sure, shouldn't be jokes, shouldn't be the subject of the butt of jokes. And you know, in a general sense, you can tell a joke, but not regarding your own in laws. The truth of the matter is, you know, are you guys married or not married? So, but unfortunately, she got married at the right time, the right girl, but it causes a lot of, it can cause a lot of stress. It can cause a lot of stress, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It's a tough thing, because I fell in love with this girl, I didn't fall in love with her parents. For her parents, even harder. Their daughter fell in love with me, they didn't. Right? But the answer is, you have a relationship with, and you have to build it. You have to, I'm just saying, practically speaking, not my place to be Muslim now, but you have to work on it. And if they want to be called mom and dad, they have to figure out a way how to call them mom and dad. It's a little difficult. It is difficult, mom and dad, you know, but that's what I want. If I would have called my mother-in-law Mrs. Sherman, she wouldn't have been very happy. You know, that's not what she wanted. She wants to have that relationship. They want to have that relationship. It can be stressful, and you know, your wife wants you to, you know, to respect your parents. Doesn't mean, you know, that sometimes there aren't going to be conflicts. There are conflicts, but you should work on it. And again, it's a chiv. It appears in the shulchan. What the level of chiv you can discuss, what the mockers you can discuss, but there certainly is a chiv. Okay, I want you to have a good day.